Listen and Live Audio presents Arabelle and Mortimer by Joan Aiken. Read for you by Sneha Marthan. Mortimer's Tie. Chapter 1. On a beautiful, sunny, warm Saturday, halfway through March, something happened in Rainwater Crescent which was to lead to such startling consequences for the Jones family that even years afterward, Mrs. Jones was liable to get light-headed if she so much as heard a piano being played, while the sight of a tin of lavender paint, or any object that had been painted a lavender colour, brought her out in severe palpitations. As for Mr. Jones, he was often heard to declare that he would let mushrooms grow on the floor of his taxi, or even mustard and cress, before he would permit any person other than himself to clean it out ever again. Perhaps it will be best to start at the beginning. On Saturday afternoons, Mr. Jones, who was a taxi driver, always allowed himself 2 hours off to watch football. In winter, that is, of course. In summer, he watched cricket. If the Rumbry Wanderers were playing on their home ground, which was just 5 minutes' walk from the Jones family house in Rainwater Crescent, Rumbry Town, London, NW3.5, Mr. Jones went round to cheer his home team. Otherwise, he looked at whatever game was being shown on television. On the Saturday in question, he had just returned from a special hire job, taking a passenger to Rumbry Docks. He was back late, so he bolted down his lunch and went off to watch Rumbry play Camden Town. Mrs. Jones was out doing her usual Saturday shopping and having her hair set at Norma's Ninth Wave. Otherwise, things might have turned out differently. While Mr.